A study led by the International Rescue Committee, IRC, a humanitarian organization, found 5 years after the catastrophic war in Congo officially ended, the rate at which people are dying in the country remains virtually unchanged. This is despite efforts of the world's largest peacekeeping force, billions of dollars in international aid, and a historic election that revived democracy after decades of violence and despotism. IRC President George Rapp says the conflict and its aftermath in terms of fatalities are the worst since World War II. According to Rapp, Congo's loss is equivalent to the entire population of Denmark or the U.S. state of Colorado perishing within a decade. IRC UK Director Sarah Hughes tells VOA that a tiny percentage of the deaths were caused by violence, illustrating how the aftermath of war can be more deadly than combat itself.
By far and away, the overwhelming proportion of people dying is through preventable disease, such as malaria or pneumonia, disease which can be prevented when there's security, when the population has access to health services. In other words, they can reach a clinic, the clinic does have the drugs they need, that they can give birth in safe surroundings, etc.
Young children who are especially susceptible to diseases like malaria, measles, dysentery and typhoid have been particularly hard hit because medicines have not been available. Hughes says although children are only 19% of the DRC's population, they make up half of the non-combat related deaths. According to the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, the DRC is one of 11 countries where 20% of children die before the age of 5. Hughes says the purpose of the survey is to bring attention to Congo's crisis.
The thing about the crisis in the Congo is that it's very long drawn out. And that's why we want to bring the world's attention more to the plight of the Congolese and to the need for very sustained international effort in terms of resources and other forms of assistance to really help the government of the Congo and the people of the Congo to pull themselves out of the aftermath of conflict.
The IRC expressed hope that reconciliation and recovery efforts will follow this week's peace agreement between militia leaders and Congo's government. The survey was based on a sample of 14,000 households surveyed in 700 villages and towns across Congo from January 2006 to April 2007. The DRC has experienced two foreign invasions that involved neighboring countries since 1994. Even after the departure of foreign forces, violence has erupted in such regions of the country as North Kivu. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.